This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester. Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverenz. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. It's 5 minutes after the hour, and this is Thursday, February 21st, 2019, and we're ready to answer your questions of faith. It's our Morning Air edition of Go Ask Your Father, our Thursday spiritual director. We're blessed to have Father James Kubicki. Of course, you know him as a Relevant Radio contributor with his daily prayer reflections, and so Father's ready to help you out at 888-914-9149. And we're going to look at, it's an optional memorial for today, but a saint that you may or may not know. And a saint that you and I have a lot in common with. We'll take a look at that in just a couple of seconds here on Morning Air. But as we come to this gift of a brand new day, we offer it to the Lord. We invite you to join us now for the morning offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we offer you our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation for sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Six after the hour, 888-914-9149 on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line for Father James Kubicki. Of course, you know him from Relevant Radio, and he's the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in western South Dakota. Father Kubicki, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Glenn. Glad to be back with you for a full hour here, and hope you're doing well.
And a happy feast day for St. Peter Damian. Now, we may have a lot more in common with him than we know.
That's right. You know, he lived 1,000 years ago. He lived in the 11th century. And we might think, oh, you know, the saints are people that we can't identify with. But I think he gives us a great example of how the Lord, even in the midst of trials and adversity and testing, that the Lord uses all that to form us like the potter forms the clay. That's a scriptural image. But he's an interesting character because he was orphaned at an early age, and he had an older brother who took advantage of him, basically treating him like a slave and sending him to take care of pigs. And another older brother took pity on him and saw his potential for growth intellectually, that he could learn quickly. And so he sent him away to school. And in time, Peter Damian became a professor, a teacher, but felt called to a more contemplative life. And he left the world to join a group called the Camaldolese Benedictines. This was a stricter branch of the Benedictines. They, by the way, they have a beautiful monastery in Big Sur, California, right off the ocean. It's a beautiful place. And so he spent time in the monastery and was a great administrator there and leader. And the Pope saw his, again, talent for leadership and called him away from the monastery to be a bishop, and eventually he became a cardinal. And in the last 10 years of his life, he was allowed to return to the monastery so that he would pursue a more contemplative, prayerful life away from the cares of running the church. And that's where he died, was in the monastery, and he's a doctor of the church. But I think what he teaches us, and especially in a letter that he wrote to one of his brothers who asked him, you know, can you give me some words of encouragement? I'm really depressed, and I'm really down. Can you give me some words to help me out of this? And his words are great advice, and they're advice that come from someone who understood tribulation, who understood trials, and you know, had to battle his own, let's say, problems growing up. And so we can take his advice as someone who has been there and understands what it's like to, as it were, be tested by the Lord.
And we've all had those moments, Father Kubicki, and I'm curious, at 888-914-9149, when you were being tested, how did your faith get you through that test? Or how did your faith get you through discouragement? What was the spiritual lifeline, the Holy Spirit, your guardian angel, sent to you? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. And chances are, we've all been there. You've been there. I've been there, where you're at the end of the rope and you think God has abandoned you, but he hasn't, and always sends you a spiritual lifeline. Tell us about those times when the Holy Spirit or your guardian angel sent you a spiritual lifeline, the way St. Peter Damian had that spiritual lifeline. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. You know, it's funny, Father Kubicki, when you look back at those lifelines that the Holy Spirit sends to us, you see in 2020 hindsight how many of those lifelines he sent to you, and you were completely blind to them. And so naturally, the next prayer is to help keep your eyes open so the next time you may be in that valley is to see those solutions that the Holy Spirit may be putting right in front of your eyes, but you don't see.
Oh, that's so true, John. You know, I think of a biblical image where Israel left the slavery of Egypt and traveled through the desert on their way to the Promised Land, and God performed all kinds of miracles, but every time they came to a new test, you know, they doubted, they questioned, God, are you going to be, you were there last time, but are you going to be there this time? And so it really led them to grow in their faith. And later God would say, you know, the closest I was to you was when you were most weak, most dependent upon me. At that point in your journey, you were like a little child that I carried and held close to me. But when you start feeling, you know, things are going well and you kind of feel like you're in control, then you began to walk away from me and feel that you could handle everything on your own. And so we have this ebb and flow, this up and down of life as a way, I think, sometimes to remind us that we're not in control and we need every day to turn to God and ask him to help us, you know, face the challenges of everyday life.
Father Kubicki, do we just need to hang on to the verse that speaks to us not being tempted beyond what we can handle?
Yes, that's a good verse. You know, that comes out of the New Testament. And I always like Mother Teresa's view of that. You know, she said, people say that God will never give you more than you can handle. And then her response to that was, well, I just wish God didn't trust me so much, you know, trust that I could handle this. But what we have to believe, God knows us better than we know ourselves. And, you know, I'll be honest, I think we all tend, and I'll put myself in this category, we all tend to be a little lazy, and we want it a nice, comfortable, easy ride through life. But it's through those times of adversity where we are tested that we grow in the various virtues, where we grow in faith and trust. And without that, you know, we really aren't given an opportunity to grow, because we tend to get a little lazy and, let's say, you know, take the back seat and think, okay, everything's fine now, I can just rest and take it easy. But it's those times of adversity that call us to grow in the virtues and in our faith.
And you want to know when you're in that, and I was just in that same comfortable position, and that's when Satan comes to get you. I'll tell you the story. This is in the last week. It's funny you mentioned that, Father Kubicki, and maybe this has happened to you, 888-914-9149. I was feeling comfortable in my relationship with God. Not that he doesn't want you to feel comfortable, but there was a comfortableness there that got me a little lazy in my prayer life. So I go to confession every couple of weeks. I went to confession. It was a good confession, but, and here's where Satan came in right after that, and I'm doing my penance, and there's Satan kind of working his way in on the edges. Well, you know, you forgot to say, and you know, you could have mentioned that sin differently and gone in greater detail. And then all of a sudden, you start paying attention to that voice, and you start questioning whether or not you have been forgiven. Obviously, you have. And thanks be to God, this was just before Mass, so I was able to settle down. And I stuck around after Mass, and I just shut up, and I just said, Holy Spirit, I need to hear from you. Help me out. And when you just stop talking and stop being, you know, you can easily become your own cable news network, and you analyze every thought that goes through your head, you know, and it just makes you crazy. And so just said, okay, Holy Spirit, I need to hear your voice. And it just I just knelt there for 10 minutes, and the Holy Spirit got me out of that mindset that I was in. But it's interesting, when you think you're in the most comfortable relationship with God, that's that little crack that Satan's waiting to come in to take, you know, take advantage of that complacence.
You know, that's so true, and that's St. Ignatius Loyola, founder of the Jesuits, had a similar experience to what you just described, where after confession he would begin doubting and thinking, well, you know, maybe the reason the priest extended absolution to me was he really didn't understand how bad I was or what I had really done, and I need to go back to confession and go over that sin again. And, you know, it almost drove him to despair. And he realized, you know, that's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't do that kind of agitation, doesn't accuse us. In Scripture, the accuser is the devil, and the Holy Spirit is the advocate, the consoler, the counselor, the one who pleads our cause. It's a good reminder. St. Pio, too, Padre Pio, had a similar thing. He said, wherever we're feeling exasperated over our sins, not a holy good sorrow, but where we get down on ourselves and start beating ourselves up and, you know, thinking that God could not be merciful enough to take away this sin or that sin, at that point, that's the evil spirit speaking in our hearts, whereas the good spirit, St. Pio says, comes with peace and a recognition of our weakness, yes, a truthfulness, but also love, which calls us to depend on God's mercy and not on our own, as it were, getting it right, you know, because God's mercy depends upon us, you know, being exact in our, that's a scrupulosity that can infect many good people, but you see how the evil spirit will use mm-hmm. that scrupulosity to turn people away from the Lord.
Father James Kubicki with us this morning, 16 after on Morning Air, 888-914-9149. Have you ever found yourself in one of those situations where you seem to be at the end of your rope and you really need a spiritual lifeline and the Holy Spirit has sent you that spiritual lifeline? What has happened to you when you had so much discouragement you thought you just couldn't get out of that valley and then God comes and saves you? What happened to you? 888-914-9149. Lynn is in Western Springs, Illinois. Lynn, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air. You're on with Father Kubicki.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Oh, my gosh. This could not be more perfect for today, okay? Because 32 years ago, last night, I was arrested with a DUI. And 32 years ago today, I got sober. And talk about a spiritual lifeline. Talk about being in, like, the just absolute depths of despair. I had no idea. I had no idea how wonderful my life was changing that night when those lights were behind me on the road. And the life I've lived, it brought me back to the church. I mean, honestly, I was so far away from God at that point in time, but brought me back to the church eventually. And the joy that I have lived since then, but the difference between then and now is just incredible, just absolutely incredible. I rely on God every day. I pray. I thank Him. The divine intervention was just unmistakable in my life.
You know, and Lynn, I can't help thinking that when you saw those lights in the rearview mirror, your reaction was not a happy, positive one. It was fear and trembling, and it's as though, you know, as people say in 12-step groups and programs, it's, you know, you hit a bottom at that point, and the only way up was, you know, the only way out was to go up and to leave that lifestyle and to find the Lord to help you do that. And that's a great example of how God can use something that at the moment feels really awful and terrible, and God uses it to bring about a great good.
Lynn, thank you very much for sharing that story. God bless you. We'll be praying for you at 888-914-9149. When did God send you a spiritual lifeline? You thought you were at the end of the rope, but God sent you that spiritual lifeline. What happened to you? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. As we continue with Father James Kubicki after we hear today's gospel reading from the 8th chapter of Mark on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
This is today's gospel reading from the New American Bible.
Mark chapter 8, verses 27 through 33. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do."
You can find all the daily readings at relevantradio.com/gospel or tap the prayer tab on the Relevant Radio app.
21 after on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app with Father James Kubicki, our Thursday spiritual director. Of course, Father Big, you know Father Kubicki as a Relevant Radio contributor from his daily prayer reflections, and Father is the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in western South Dakota. Today is the feast day of St. Peter Damian. 11th century, he was orphaned, and he helped his brothers, and he wrote a letter to one of his brothers who was very discouraged. Have you ever been discouraged? I think we've all been in those valleys at times, and we really don't know what to do, and we've given up hope, and we don't pay attention to the prayer, to what we say in the Divine Mercy Chaplet, "Jesus, I trust in you." We don't take that advice. And that was happening with one of St. Peter Damian's brothers. And so what St. Peter Damian did is he wrote his brother by quoting chapter 2 of Sirach, "If you want to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials." And that helped his brother. And you and I have had those trials. And when we focus on the Lord, he sends us those spiritual lifelines every time. And we're sharing your stories of those spiritual lifelines at 888-914-9149. Just thinking how appropriate the last verses of today's gospel were, Father Kubicki, where we say, "Satan, get behind me," because we get into those mindsets only because Satan has kind of come in through the back door, just kind of slipped in through the crevices.
That's right. And, you know, the scriptures say Satan sometimes appears as an angel of light, you know, where good people are really trying to serve the Lord. And things can happen where they wonder, "Well, you know, Lord, why is this happening to me? I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to do good things. And why do bad things happen to good people like me?" Or we also get into a kind of a mindset where we think, "Okay, if I were really good or holy or perfect, I would do such and such." And we keep adding devotions or doing things that kind of get us off balance, yeah, or get us thinking that it's all up to us rather than a matter of God's grace. And so you're right, the evil spirit, we need to be able to discern and recognize the presence and the strategies of the evil spirit to try to get us off balance, trusting in ourselves rather than in God.
I was just wondering if we walked around with a T-shirt where the front said, "Get behind me, Satan," what kind of reaction we might get. That's just a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer that, Father Kubicki. Jackie is joining us in Portland, Maine, listening on the Presence Radio Network. At those times, God sent you a spiritual lifeline. Jackie, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. Well, I've been a hairdresser for over 40 years, and I had to move to a different town, and a lot of my clientele didn't follow me, and I take care of myself, and of course, my income is very important, and I was really struggling financially because a lot of people couldn't follow where I went, and it was hard to build a clientele, and I was very, very desperate, and I'm used to, talking to Jesus about Jesus to people and laying hands on them when they still felt the move. And I was just really working and not making any money. So one day I just said to God, I threw my hands up and I said, you know, if you gave me this career for it to end at this point, I get it. But I know you'll open up another door for me. But I don't think you put me in front of all these people to talk about you and lay hands on you that you want me to stop. But, you know, if you do, it's okay. You'll show me something else. And I totally just gave it all up. And the following week, one of my hairdresser friends, who has an incredible following, said she was retiring and gave me her entire clientele, which was like in the area. And it was definitely divine intervention. And I've been so grateful ever since and got new people to talk to them about God. So it works. Prayer works.
Wow. Jackie, that's a great story where, you know, I think of the adage that where one door closes, another door opens, but it may not open right away. And it was you used that time of testing as a way of surrendering to God. You know, basically, you know, you pray for a door to open, but you say, Lord, I surrender to you. Whatever door you want to open, I will trust that that's what's best for me and for the people you want me to serve. So it's a great example to us of trusting, even in times of testing. Thank you.
Jackie, thank you. Thank you for listening to Relevant Radio on the Presence Radio Network up in Maine. In fact, talking about one door closing and another opening, Drew was talking about that yesterday and praying the Divine Mercy Chaplain. And Drew will do that this afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time. When did God send you a spiritual lifeline? 888-914-9149 at 26 after. Jennifer's in Chicago. Jennifer, good morning. You're on with Father Kubicki.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tell us about your spiritual lifeline, Jennifer.
So I was going through a divorce, an unexpected divorce. My husband had left, and I was in despair. I had never lived alone. I had, I thought I had a plan. I thought my life had a plan. I thought I had a path to follow, and that was just pulled out from under me. And I was visiting my brother-in-law, who is a deacon, and he said, no, your path hasn't changed. Your path has always been to God. Your path has always been to heaven. So it might not go in the direction you thought it would, but it hasn't changed. And that was my lifeline.
Hmm. You know, and that's a great example, Jennifer, of hope. You know, we can hope that things will change or get better, but ultimately the hope that we have is our hope in heaven, that's our goal. And whatever path it takes to get there, that's our ultimate goal. So that I think, is great advice when people are feeling down or upset, to say, you know, this too shall pass, and my main goal is still there, which is to get to heaven. And maybe this is going to help me on that journey. In some strange way, God will use this to bring me to my journey's end, my goal, which is heaven.
Jennifer, it's interesting you mentioned
Absolutely.
That. And it also follows up with what Jackie was saying up in Maine, Father. And, you know, when I went through a dry period as well, I found that I never gave up hope. And hope increased my patience, and my patience increased my hope.
Mm-hmm. The two worked together, didn't they? You know, the word patience comes, it means basically suffering, and it means enduring suffering. And so one of the ways we can endure suffering is having that stronger hope, you know, that, okay, in the big picture, this is difficult right now, but in the big picture, maybe God will somehow use this to bring me to my hope's ultimate goal, which is heaven. And so that can help us be patient in the midst of suffering.
We're talking about hope. We're talking about trust. We're talking about those spiritual lifelines when you were in pretty desperate situation at the end of your rope and you thought that maybe Jesus had abandoned you, but obviously he did not. And he sent you a spiritual lifeline. Tell us about those spiritual lifelines that God has sent you. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149 as we continue at 29 After on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.